This video is for race drivers who are looking for sponsorship, but they need some help in pricing their packages up. Because it's also easier for people just to say, go and get sponsorship. If you look at the budget and you kind of work out how much money you need, you'll get companies to pay for you. I think you found it's not that easy at all. So what I want to do today is I want to share with you two pitfalls, two things to really avoid when you're going for sponsorship, because it will affect the pricing, and actually give you some advice on how to package it all up and to price it correctly. So you can kind of increase your chances of success when you're approaching a company, because it's got to make sense, right? The price has got to make sense with the value you're providing. Remember that. That's lesson number one. Okay, first of all, the pitfalls. The first one is taking the budget and equally dividing it down and just charging that out as it is. Get this through now. The price that a race team is charging you does not equate or is not aligned with the kind of value that you're providing companies. So if a team says it's 200 grand to run with them for the year, that doesn't mean the sponsorship value that you can offer to others is 200 grand. That's just the price it costs to have an engineer, to have a mechanic, to get your car prepared, race ready at a race circuit, to take it there, to service it, to give you everything you need to race. Sponsorship is a completely different part to that, right? You're going to use the money that sponsorship can give you to help pay for the racing, but don't think that you're offering a company 200 grand's worth of value. Really refrain from taking that 200 grand as an example and saying, right, I'm going to get 100 grand sponsor as the primary sponsor, and then I'm going to get four smaller ones paying 250 each. And that is 200 grand, everyone's happy. Apart from the sponsoring company. If you say, right, we're going to give you a 100 grand package, but all you're giving them are the stickers on the car and a few race tickets, that's not worth 100 grand to a company. They could spend that on many different things and get much more value. So I really want you to understand this as a major pitfall, and do not fall for it, is the value of what you're offering needs to be precise. Not just because it's got to pay for your racing budget, I'm afraid. So you could have a 200 grand championship, but really it's only got 10 grand's worth of value to other people because it's not on TV. It's not streamed on YouTube. So there's not much there. There's not much value there, right? So you've got to get really conscious on that and understand where this value is. And that leads me on to pitfall number two, is you've got to see it from a sponsor's perspective. Not yours. They're going to be thinking, what can I get out of this sponsoring this kid who's racing or this team? And how can I make sense of telling my board members, telling the wife, telling all these people that this is what we're paying for and it's going to get us more customers, it's going to get us more exposure? You've got to make sure you're seeing it through their eyes first, not yours. Because as a race driver, you're just thinking, I don't care what I've got to do. I've just got to sell stuff on the car so I can go racing. You've got your own priorities. But when you're selling sponsorship, you've got to put their priorities first. And you've got to see it through their eyes. So this means getting the price correct with what you're offering. Okay, next, let's get to the tips of helping you price this correctly. Now, there's different variations of this, because if you're an F2, F1 driver, someone in NASCAR, someone who's in a championship that has big exposure, and you say you've got 100K plus followers on Instagram, and you know your socials are going through the roof and all this, it's different for you. Because the way you price it is pretty much by saying, okay, to have the side pod of the car cost this much, because I know it's going to be on TV, it's going to be on all the outlets and social media of the actual championship a lot, because I'm winning, I'm going to be up the front all the time, and I've got all my social media accounts. And you can pretty much say, okay, it's 250 just for the side pod or the rear wing, because it is on TV, it's on F1 TV and all this stuff, right, NASCAR. So you've got to understand that if you're in that powerful position, you can name your price. And if you've got sponsors on there already that are paying 100, 200, 300 grand, you pretty much can say, okay, they're willing to pay that already, so I know I can price it. So for you guys, it's easy. However, most people are not in that situation. So the second thing I want to talk about, and this is for drivers who are actually putting a package together that has different features, you can price it up differently, like more accurately. You can advertise on the car. You can put a price on that, because remember, everything you do on the car, it just really costs you the making of the stickers. So say if you put these stickers, the decals on, they cost you $50, £50. Everything else after that is profit. So you can guesstimate what that's worth. If it has got YouTube streaming and you think, you know, it will get seen, okay, that's worth $400-$500 a race. Okay, you can kind of equate that. But then you might have other features. You might say we're going to put hospitality on for these people, and that's going to cost £150 per head. We're going to have track days, and we're going to hire this garage on a track day, and it's going to cost us X amount per head. So again, you're getting very specific about how much you're being charged from the track or from the track day owner. And you can have all these different features, like you go and do a public speaking gig at the actual company, the sponsoring company, and you can charge yourself out at $500 a day. Again, very specific prices. Now you need to add up the features and the benefits that you're offering a company, if they're like that, catering, hospitality, track days, carries on, right? And you get a figure. Then on top of that figure, you put how much you want to earn. Remembering that the advertising is nearly 100% profit. So, okay, you're going to take from that. And that's the money you're going to spend on racing. So you can treat it like a business. I'm going to a company and I'm offering these karting day outs for their top clients or their sales force. And it costs this much. And I'm going to package it all up so I earn this much on top. And then it becomes very simple for what you can offer and how much you're going to price it. Remember, you got tax as well. If you're a company, you set yourself up as a company, you got to think about, okay, I've got to pay tax on that, unless you're running at a loss like most drivers are. So just, that's an easy way to package it up. Now, the third way, which is kind of in depth, but if you are going to a company and you're offering them that you're going to gain them more customers and clients, it's pretty important for you to know how much a company or client will cost. So the third thing I want to talk about is pricing their customer value. So let's go to the drawing board for this. Right, we're going to use this drawing board to understand the math behind how much each customer is worth for a company. So if you're going to a company and you're saying, we're going to find you clients, customers, new ones that you haven't got now, in the world of motorsport, and I'm going to bring them, because I'm a race driver and that's the kind of the sponsorship package. We're going to attract two new customers for you this year, if you're bold enough to say that. You can't guarantee it, of course, but that's what the aim is. They're going to think, okay, what is that worth to me? And that's what you've got to understand. You've got to understand how much each customer is worth to them each year, or actually over the lifetime. And you go into a sponsorship meeting wanting to understand that. So you're like a consultant and you ask them, how much does the average customer spend with you over their lifetime with you? And it's kind of a question that a lot of companies don't even know. So if you can even expose this for them and get them asking this sort of question to come up with a figure, you're helping them understand their customers. So for example, if a customer spends $300 with them per visit, right? So it's a tire and exhaust place. You say, right, on average, a customer will spend about $300. They might know that. So you got the big $300. Then you ask this same customer, average customer, how many times do they come back to you each year? And they might say twice. So really, they spend $600 per year with you, each customer does. Okay, times two, $600. So that's the figure. That's what it's worth. Each customer's worth $600 a year to them. Could be more if it's a company that sells different things, services, products, whatever, but you need to understand that. Now you're offering to get them two. So really, you're going to increase their revenue times two. Two customers at $600, you're going to increase it $1,200. So you're going to bring in £1,200, dollars, whatever, of new business. Brilliant. However, if you're saying you're going to provide this for £10,000 or dollars, they're thinking, for the sponsorship, they're thinking, well, hang on, I'm paying $10,000, but I'm only getting $1,200 back. That's the mistake that a lot of drivers make. So I'd say be careful who you're choosing. If you only need a little bit of money, if you know it's club racing, this is fine. You can say, right, we're going to charge you, say, $2,000 for the year. And you'll get the advertising on top of that, race tickets, the other things. But we're gonna endeavor to get two more clients for you. And they spend that much per year. Actually, you could go into lifetime. How long does a client spend with you? If they say 2 years, wow, okay, I can double that. Because if each client, each customer spends this much and they stay for about 2 years, okay, we're going to 2,400 now. You can put the budget up a little bit more, what you're asking. But I think this math of how much each customer is worth to a company is really important to know when you're pricing everything up. Just realize that if you are going that route, you've nearly got a guarantee that you're going to get the more customers, because they'll be a bit disappointed. If you go in this deep like a consultant and you tell them, or you show them how much each customer or client's worth to them, and then you don't bring them any, it's going to look a bit silly. So you got to be really good at sales and make sure you're confident that you can get them new customers. And if you do, can you imagine that you overdo it? You kind of hit your quota of 2 new customers for them in the first month. And they're like, this is brilliant. We want to pay more for this driver that's getting us all these customers because it's really working. They're generating business for us, and it's a great partnership. That's what I really want for you. So if you're good at sales, this might be a good route for you. But if you're not and you don't think you could actually get clients for people, I wouldn't go this route. So all in all, this is my way of showing you how to price things. And I really hope that it fits and aligns with what you're thinking about. I hope all this makes sense. If you have any questions, get in touch. See you next time.